I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here. But we can take it, but show up around, we're round or we're queer. I got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London, the Spontaneity Shop presents Global Pitch, the comedy panel show starring you, the hive mind of the audience.
And if you're worried, trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Deborah Frances White, this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we frack the internet for the most interesting tidbits of the whole wide world. Joining us to dig out these gems today, the opposite of boreholes, please welcome the comedians! What is the opposite of a borehole? On my left, playing for Earth, Wind and Foo Foo, Sophie Chuka and Athena Cobleno! And on my right, playing for Team Ill, Johnny Pelham and Heidi Regan. So first of all, panellists, what makes you diverse, Athena Cobleno?
My dad is from Ghana, my mum is from Guyana and of Indian heritage, and I also very much like cheese and Marmite sandwiches.
Gross. I would like to move teams, that's disgusting. So,
that makes me an official minority, I think.
That really does. Sophie Duker, how are you diverse?
I'm diverse because I think, possibly, I'm not sure if I qualify, I think the Global Pillage song is about me because I'm short, I'm brown, I'm round and I'm queer.
Oh, shit. And why are you called Earth, Wind and Foo Foo?
For those of you who don't know what Foo Foo is, it's something you pound.
What?
It's a foodstuff from Ghana. Which
You're
from. Yeah, it's pounded yam. It can also be pounded.
Yeah, plantain. Lots of carbohydrates, basically. So you make it. Yam is common. You can use plantain. You can use edos. If you know what edos are. You can use cassava. What did you guys think I was talking about?
And Team Ill. Heidi Regan, how are you diverse?
My girlfriend. I was trying to find a different way to say I'm gay. My girlfriend makes me diverse. Yeah, I'm gay. I'd say that's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Johnny Pelham, how are you diverse?
I've got various oddities, cleft lip, web toes, more nipples than is ideal.
More what than is ideal?
Nipples. What? Either 3 or 5, depending upon how you define them.
How do you define them?
Well, I'm quite convinced I've got 3.
But who says you've got 5?
A lot of other people.
And why are you called Team Ill?
We're both very ill.
Oh, okay. Making sure that all the facts are verified like a humanoid Judge Rinder, please welcome in Pedant's Corner, Ned Sedgwick!
Hello!
And bringing what would otherwise be just words and noise to life in the most joyous way on the piano, it's Kirsty Newton! Ned, have you had any global experiences lately?
Yes, I've had a couple. One of them is a nice funny one and the other one is a plug. The nice funny one is I was chatting to a French person the other day. And apparently they don't have a word for floofy, but instead they just have...
Do you mean fluffy? We have a word for fluffy. It's fluffy. It's not floofy. But you've been distracted by Fufu. Earth, Wind and Floofy.
Could have happened, yep. I say Floofy, you say Fluffy. Look.
Everyone says Fluffy, nobody says Floofy.
God, I thought it was a diverse show. It's my one diversity, I say Floofy. Anyway, well, the French say neither. They just do a hand gesture like that, which just always means something's fluffy.
Do they just go, oh, that cat is so...
Yeah.
It's not great for podcasting.
Yeah. Maybe I should have just stuck with a plug. And the plug is, a lot of the idiom questions I have got from a couple of books called Lost in Translation and Speaking in Tongues by Ella Frances Sanders. And now it's coming up to the holiday season. I thought I'd give her a plug because I don't want to take credit for work someone else has done. And I think everyone should go out and buy these books because they're amazingly illustrated. She wrote and illustrated them. And they're just really nice kind of stocking fillers or presents for people.
So watch out for the pending Global Pillage lawsuit.
Yeah.
Where Ella hears this confirmed and says, I knew it, Sedgwick! Each week, our pianist takes music from a cultural creed with turns in it, using their superpower skills, into a jingle about the team's scores. Mark Hodge is on a break, so it's Kirsty Newton. Do you have a jingle for the team scores?
I have. I know traditionally that it's a folk tune, but I slightly bent that a bit to do the That's All Folks tune.
Well, that is a folk tune in America.
It is a folk tune in America. And it was actually taken from a folk tune called The Merry-Go-Round Broke Down. So the original words to the bit that we know are finding love for only a dime, the merry-go-round broke down. And I thought we could do that. What are the scores, please, Ned?
Nothing.
Oh.
First up is our themed round, and this week's theme is dairy tolerant. I don't take milk in my coffee. I like my coffee like I like my men in the palm of my hand. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The Hive Mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. First question. In America, what would you put into a buttermilk bath? Earth, Wind and Fufu.
Old milk. Because I feel like it's combining both the milk element and like milk goes kind of lumpy when you don't do anything with it for a long time and making it almost akin to butter. So calling it a buttermilk bath makes it sound like a new thing when actually it's just an old milk bath.
Mm. So you put some old milk in a bath or you're using your uncle's bathwater. Team Ill?
You put the cow that the butter and the milk came from and then you go, do you like that? And the cow's like, yeah. And then you go, that came from you, you dirty cow. Nope.
Wow. I mean, we do worse things to cow, I suppose. I mean, I'm horrified by it, but then I think what we really do, and I think that would be better. Johnny?
Is it just like a nice soothing cream you put in a bath? I know that's not a...
What? That makes no sense. But does it...
I think if it were that, we wouldn't bother asking a question about
maybe
it.
Maybe that's the trick in the game.
Oh.
The twist.
Yeah, I think it's that, and I'm 1,000,000% sure.
Okay, Johnny is 1,000,000% sure it's just a nice thing you buy from Boots and you stick in the bath. Hive Mind, what would you put in a buttermilk bath in America?
Chicken.
Sour cream.
Sour cream. It's from Charlotte's Web, a pig.
A pig.
That pig gets a buttermilk bath.
It does.
That is so similar to a cow, is all I'm saying.
All right, so if you think it's chicken, like buttermilk chicken, buzz now. If you think it's sour cream, buzz now. And if you think it's a pig, buzz now. In fact, it's a show animal to make their coat extra glossy.
Yeah, spot on. Yeah. I think the Hive Mind had it with that.
I'm going to say Team Ill said cow.
Yes.
So there's points for Team Ill and points for the Hive Mind. In India, what is said to happen if you borrow milk after sunset? Team Ill.
The interest rate goes right up. So is that.
Johnny, are you backing your teammate there?
No. I mean, I don't know if I've got anything better, but it's not that. Vampires will get you.
The vampires? Indian vampires will get you if you borrow milk after sunset.
I do think that, yes.
Are they cow vampires?
Yes, they are.
So there'll be a cow with like a big black cape and fangs, and it will suck your blood or perhaps suck your milk. So if you borrow it after hours, the vampires will come and take your breast milk.
I like how much you're actually getting into this story.
What an incredibly dark mind.
Listen, I'm becoming more and more vegan every day in my mind. Not necessarily my diet, but in my mind. Earth, wind and fufu.
I think if you borrow milk after sunset, when the bad things happen, if you borrow milk after sunset, I think no one comes to your pancake party. Because it's too late. It's too late at night. If you borrow milk after sunset, you're not going to go and get a crap from your friend.
So you think it sort of means, it's too late. You're borrowing milk after sunset. No one's going to come to your party. Your hospitality is too late. What do you think, Athena?
Well, I'm currently lactating.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was really tactless of me, wasn't it?
No.
In
my house. For like the last 8 weeks. And I'm like, oh, it knows. But, well, you know, moving on. But I do know that when it must be the same for cows as humans, you make most of your milk at night. So if you take a cow's milk after sunset, you're setting yourself up for a very dry cereal in the morning. So I think what happens is you'd have dry cereal because the cow can't make any milk because you've taken the milk at the time when it needs it. It's not needed for us to take it.
There'll be none in the morning
exactly.
If you take it at night.
So it means dry cornflakes.
Is that true for you as well?
It's totally, well, generally true. Yeah, you make most of your milk at night. So the idea is that you have most of your milk in the morning.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
God, nature's amazing, isn't it? Hive mind, in India, what is said to happen if you borrow milk after sunset? Goes off.
Oh. You get sick.
Bad dreams. You're cursed. God, this is like cow vampires all over again. Which I imagine is a little triggering to Athena that I've now put into your mind that a cow vampire is going to come and get you in the night.
Luckily, I don't eat cows, so I can be like, hey, if you was a fish, I'd get it, but...
Do you drink milk, though? That's what the revenge is for. The revenge is for specifically milk-based the vampire story.
I don't really drink milk, but I will have things that contain milk, like yogurt.
That cow knows that. It will turn your breast milk into yogurt. Okay, high five. If you think it's don't borrow milk after sunset because it'll be off, buzz now. If you think you'll get sick if you drink milk after sunset, buzz now. You'll have bad dreams if you borrow milk after sunset, buzz now. Or you will be cursed. In fact, it's bad luck and the cows will stop producing milk. So I suspect what Athena said, which is there'll be no milk in the morning, is the closest. Although cursed.
I have given 5 points. Both T-Mill and Earth, Wind and Fufu, because you have no milk in the morning, and the cow vampires, because the tradition comes from...
What? Cow vampires?
On what planet does cow vampires get anyone a point for anything? Like, come on.
I'd really like to see it. It's a very good answer. Thank you.
Why? Because
the tradition comes from the idea there's some kind of metaphysical thing going on in which the cow that is producing milk overnight, the act of taking it away from inside the house will stop it producing.
Still nothing to do with vampires.
No, that's pretty much what I said.
There's a supernatural cursey element to it, though. What was reintroduced to French food culture as a cure for King Francois I's diarrhea in 1542?
I just think diarrhea will always be funny. Like, just as a, you know, I've got diarrhea. So probably just a sense of humour, you know? Like, you've got diarrhea, but come on, man. Just like, the shits are hilarious.
Okay, so people thought it was funny. It's not a very dairy-based answer, but I will accept it. Team Ill, you should know about this. You're ill. What cures diarrhea, according to the French, in 1542?
Prunes, because it was the olden days and they were idiots. So it was like, they got so wrong.
Prunes?
I think, basing it purely on the fact it's dairy-based, I'm going to go yogurt.
Was it dairy-based?
Yeah, the whole round is about dairy.
I changed my answer to all bran.
We do it in this together. I mean, yogurt, because I can, you know, why not? It's just nice, isn't it? French people know what they're doing. They're not idiots. They're going to add some yogurt.
That's true.
Yeah?
Okay, all right. The dairy that would cure diarrhea, hive mind. I heard cow's bladder. Cheese. Butter. Oh, hold on.
Creme brulee.
Butter, blue cheese, creme brulee.
Unpasteurised milk.
Okay, all right. If you think it's cow's bladder, buzz now. Cheese, buzz now. butter buzz now, blue cheese buzz now, creme brulee buzz now, or unpasteurized milk buzz now. In fact, a T-Mill had it, it's yogurt. Which hadn't been eaten in Western Europe since Roman times. Ned, do you know any more about this?
Yeah, it's actually quite a funny story for me, if you're a nerd. Suleiman the Magnificent, the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah, we know who he is.
King Francois. Well, he heard King Francois had diarrhea and so sent him yogurt. Like, he sent him his doctor with vats full of yogurt. And I just find that idea of, like, two kings, you know, sending each other letters, being like, you still got the shits, mate. Absolute nightmare. Like, oh, you know what? You know what always works for me? Like, oh, what is it? Just this, I'll send my doctor with vats and vats of yogurt.
I heard Putin sent Trump some Miller Lite the other day.
Yeah.
And it's the end of the round!
Who knew that yogurt stops diarrhea dead? What are the scores, please, Ned?
In third place, it is Earth, Wind and Fufu with 5 points. In second place, it's a Hive Mind with 10 points. And in first place, Team L have a staggering 25 points.
Wow!
To say all of my answers have been shit and yet we're winning is a real sign that winging it works. Yeah?
Feels slightly like I shouldn't have given you those half points for the vampires. We all make mistakes.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The next round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
The only time I don't love an idiom is when I'm feeling under the weather, but usually they make me feel over the moon. What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers? In Hungary, if someone told you your dad wasn't a glassmaker, what would they mean? Earth, Wind & Fufu.
Is it like a real insult, like to say you're not attractive?
Yeah, like you're ugly.
Yeah.
So your dad wasn't a glassmaker. Yeah. It's you're not made of something beautiful like glass. I don't find you attractive. And I need to tell you that because I'm a man in a nightclub or on Twitter.
Yeah. It's precisely. Yeah.
I thought it was like if he was a glassmaker, then he'd like be able to see you. But like if he worked, like if he was a concrete maker. So like if you walked in like to the hall and be like, maybe like, ooh, he wasn't a glassmaker because he'd never succeeded at his trade because you're ugly.
This is really sad, isn't it?
I know, yeah. I mean, don't tell the MRAs this insult because they will be all over it. Team Ill, in Hungary, someone says, hey, your dad wasn't a glassmaker. What do they mean?
I think not tough or strong. Like, he's not a glassmaker, he's a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? So I think glassmaker would be positive and he's saying he's a wimp or a chump.
You're a chump.
Yeah, you're a
Your dad's a chump. So the insult is actually about your dad. So it's a very subtle insult, isn't it? It's sort of like, your father, do you know what he isn't? A glassmaker, yeah. Which I admire.
And I think it would hurt. If someone said to me, your dad's not a glassmaker, I'd think he could be. If he wanted to be, he just chose a different profession. So.
What does your dad do, Johnny?
My dad's a psychotherapist, and I wish he was a glassmaker.
Did he analyse you a lot as a child?
Not purposefully, but definitely.
Accidentally?
Yeah, you try and not do it, but then you just slip into conversations and think, wait a minute, I'm being analysed.
Heidi, do you back up your teammate?
That, but like extension of that, like glassmakers in Hungary are like the stonemasons here. So it's like saying if he's a glassmaker, it means he's got like connections. And the only way you're going to get a job is if your dad is a glassmaker.
Oh, like a mason, yeah, like a Freemason.
So it's like saying like, give up, your dad's not a glassmaker.
You'll never get to Oxford.
Yeah.
Okay, hive mind. You're not see-through. Okay. He's not your real dad. I mean, in my case, I'm adopted and that's true, and that's why it hurts that you shouted it from a distance. You're in my way.
Oh, your door's on a window.
All right, so some of these are the same there. So if you think it's he's not your real dad... I mean, buzz if you just think you've got a suspicion your dad isn't your real dad. This one, buzz now. Do you know, statistically, it's a lot more likely they know because of, you know, people having to put their DNA in for things. Bring that up at Christmas. Do you know what a fun...
So dark.
Yeah, do you know what a fun game to play is 23andMe at Christmas? So many dads are sperm donors, it turns out. Or milkmen. If it means, don't be afraid, buzz now. And if it means a combination of these three, you're not see-through, you're in my way, you make a better door than a window, you're obstructing the view, in other words, buzz now. You are correct. You're blocking my view. Now, I knew this because we used to say it in Australia. If someone was standing in front of the television, people would say, your mother's not a belly dancer and your father's not a glass blower. And I'm trying to watch the footy. In Czechia, they say, you're patting snakes with your feet. What do they mean? You're patting snakes with your feet. Earth, Wind and Fufu.
You are a marvellous dancer. You're just patting those snakes. They're not even bothered. They're like, because you're just so tippy-toed, so light on your feet.
A bit of snake patting?
I'm very phobic of those animals. So let's move on from this question very quickly.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten about this. I'm sorry, Athena. Oh, no, we know.
All. I have to grow.
I remember last time we had to call them plastic ones or something, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. This keeps coming up, Ned.
I'm so sorry. He didn't know you were coming when he wrote them. I'm so sorry. So in Czechia, they say you're patting the thing Athena is phobic of with your feet. What do they mean?
I think it's just like you're embarrassing yourself. Like everyone knows how to pat a snake. It's with the thing that Athena's scared of is with your hands. You've made such an idiot. Like, I genuinely think that's it.
Okay.
I think it's you being overtly kind to like a bad person. It's like if someone sent you a bad email and then you sent like an email back saying, I'm sorry, I think I made a mistake. It's actually they're being dicks and you should stand up for yourself more.
This seems like a very specific scenario. Has this happened to you this week, Johnny?
I mean, it might be that on Friday I had a chat with my girlfriend where she said I should send a more assertive email back. And then that is now coming across here.
Right.
But, you know, she yelled it at me.
And you went, all right, no, I'm sorry.
I understand now.
Okay, all right. All right, we get the idea. Hive mind. In Czechia, they say they're patting things someone's afraid of with your feet. What do they mean?
Taking a risk.
Taking a risk. Playing with fire. Asking for trouble. All of these are the same. Buzz, if you agree with the sentiment of these, you are correct. You're entering the lion's den.
I like lions, by the way.
Well, that's good.
I don't. The elephants. Elephants are the best.
In Thailand, they say, you're a leaky bamboo basket. What do they mean?
You've got diarrhea!
Yay!
That's how they announce it as well. Ta-da!
I think it means you are useless, which anyone with diarrhea would be in this scenario. Yeah. So, yeah, you're of no use.
I think it means either you can't keep a secret or you have an STI.
Keep a secret or you have a sexually transmitted disease.
Yeah, you're getting discharged and don't want to say it that way.
Johnny,
Do you have anything to say about emails?
Always. I'm always onto Gmail. I agree with Heidi. I think it means STD, final answer.
Okay. Hive mind, you're a leaky bamboo basket. What does that mean in Thailand?
Untrustworthy.
You need to eat more yogurt. Now, is that to clear up the thrush or the diarrhea?
Forgetful.
You're a liability. Anything else? You spend beyond your means. Okay. Okay. All right. That's the last one. So if it's, because otherwise you'll have shouted out all the things there are. Untrustworthy, Buzznow. If you think it means you should use yogurt to clear that up, Buzznow. Forgetful, Buzznow. Leaky bamboo basket, you're a liability, Buzznow. You spend money you haven't got, Buzznow. Or you are a gossip, Buzznow. In fact, it means you're cheap. Ned, can you explain?
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you start the journey, there's a certain amount in the bamboo basket, but when it comes time for it to be useful, suddenly all that stuff has disappeared.
So it's like the person who forgets their wallet at dinner and then makes everyone else pay.
And then everyone's like, ah, leaky bamboo basket.
And it's the end of the round!
Never use your feet to pat a snake on the head. What are the scores, please?
In third place, it is Earth, Wind and Fufu with 5 points. In second place, it's Team Ill with 25 points. And after a sterling round, the Hive Mind are in first place with 30 points.
Yay! The next round is our team's round. A member of each team has come prepared with a question based on their cultural family background. Someone here might have been brought up celebrating the Sabbath, whereas others preferred more gentle music. So, Team Ill, do you have a question for Earth, Wind and Fufu?
We've got a bad one. I thought Johnny would have one as well, but that's fine. It's from Australia.
Yes.
Yeah. What does it mean if I say, give me a fair suck of the sauce bottle?
Give me a fair suck of the sauce bottle. What does that mean, Earth, Wind and Fufu in Australia? Give me
give
a fair,
me a
suck,
fair
of the
suck of the sauce bottle.
I don't want to be the sexual person. So
but you very much are.
It means fair crack of the whip. It's got to mean like, like give me a go.
I think it means check your privilege.
I don't know. Does it mean one of those?
Yeah, it was really obvious. I feel bad. Yeah, you got it right. You got it right. It was.
No, they don't mind obvious points. Those points count just the same as the unobvious points. Earth, Wind and Fufu have scored.
That time.
Earth, Wind and Fufu, do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
Yes, we do. This is a phrase from Ghana, which me and Athena are both partly from. And in Chui, which is one of the dialects in Ghana, it's Wuntitise Totobi, which means your head is like rotten fish. What does that mean?
Hive Mind, your head...
And smelly.
You are not allowed to answer this, T-Mill, but we've taken that as a joke answer. Hive Mind... You're mad, you're hungover, and you're stupid. All right, so if you think it's you're mad, Buzznow. Hungover, Buzznow. Stupid, Buzznow. And bad breath, Buzznow. You went for hungover. Is it hungover?
No, it's you're a fool. You're stupid.
Yay. Oh. Hive Mind, do you have a question for Team Ill? And could you say your name and where you're from?
I'm Rama. I'm from Sudan, or I have a Sudanese phrase. So sometimes in Sudan, we say, you've left us out to dry. What does it mean when you say, you've left us out to dry?
You've abandoned us when we need help kind of thing? Like, you're not here to back us up? Is that? Do you agree?
Yeah.
That means the same in English. Is it the same?
It's not the same.
It's not the same. Okay, all right. So you've got one more guess, just because I think you were being...
What's the phrase again?
Left us out.
Left us out to dry. What does that mean?
That is the question, Johnny.
This isn't my answer. I'm checking with Johnny. What if it's like you're making us wait for an answer?
Yes, you are. I mean, that is. This is very meta.
That is my meta answer.
Okay.
Unless Johnny has.
I don't have anything better than that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Is it that you're making us wait for an answer?
No, it means you've stood us up.
Oh, you left us out to dry, you stood us up. Okay. So points for the hive mind because T-Mill did not get it. And it's the end of the round.
Who has got a load of rotten fish in the head? What are the scores, please?
In third place, it is Earth, Wind and Fufu, but with a very improved 20 points. In second place, it is Team Ill with 25 points. And in first place, it's a Hive Mind with 35 points.
Oh!
Hello, I'm Tom Selinsky, and I'm the producer of the Guilty Feminist and Global Pillage podcasts. I'm also one of the hosts of the new podcast, Best Pick, along with John Dorney and Jessica Regan. We have taken all the movies that have won Best Picture at the Academy Awards, and we are going through them one by one, but in a random order, determined by picking them out of a hat at random. So, on each episode, you'll hear fascinating facts about what was happening at that year's Oscars, how that movie got made, and what else was happening in movies that year. Then the three of us will watch the film, then we'll share our thoughts with you. And at the end of the episode, we pick out the film we're going to watch next time. We're about 25 films in so far, about 65 to go. So please join us. Go to bestpickpod.com or just look for Best Pick wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Best Pick Movie Podcast with Tom Selinsky, Jessica Regan and John Dorney.
Next up, it's the Sign of the Times round. Everybody is marching these days, and some protesters come home to see the hilarious slogans on their signs all over Facebook and Instagram. Like in the States, where someone had a sign saying, "You know it's got really bad when even straight white men are marching." Good point, and very funny, straight white man. Less of a perfect joke in the UK, where actually we discovered straight white men do turn out to march, but never for justice or equality, just for the right to dress up and shoot foxes. Not never. Hashtag not all men. I mean, lots of them, though. Teams, we'd like you to make some share-worthy signs, and Ned will award points for his favourites. This is a creativity round. You have 30 seconds to write your slogans for today's protest, which is, ready, more funding for affordable housing. All right, so I've got one while the teams are finishing up. It's, I sold my smashed avocado toast and I still live with my mum. Team Ill, what have you got?
I'm drawing a house. I really want a house.
Thank you. Next, we'll throw to one from Earth, Wind and Fufu.
2, 4, 6, 8, we're not all from the Emirates.
Rich people. No. Yeah, I mean, she's not wrong. T-Mill?
The only house I can afford is the one with Hugh Laurie, and I just can't get into it. The characters seem over the top.
Can I yes and that one, which is the only house I could afford is the one with Hugh Laurie, and even that's been cancelled?
Mine's in the similar vein. It's, have you seen Rent? It is a hugely underappreciated musical which features many excellent songs. My favourite character is Maureen. Hey!
Anything else for the teams before we throw to the hive mind?
Yeah, Brick's not Brexit.
Ah!
Yeah. Wordplay.
That's quite a seriously good one. You could actually... Yeah.
I should do this for a living.
I don't think you get paid for it, though. Writing signs for marches about people who can't afford anything. Who's paying for that? Hive mind! Any entries? Oh, that's nice. Anything else? You can get points.
I want to pay my mortgage before I die.
What was that one? How will I pay my mortgage before I die? Wow. To be honest, if you die, fuck them.
Get a mortgage before I die.
Oh, I'd like to get a mortgage before I die. Yeah, just the week before. Like, I'm on the property ladder. Oh, I'm off again. 6 feet. I wish my boyfriend was as dirty as my housing conditions. Okay, so while Ned works out who has scorned creativity points for that round, let's go to our final round, the quickfire round! Hive mind, if you know the answer, shout buzz! was. And then shout the answer as loudly as you can. Do not be timid, because you can't score points from timidity. We know that because of the history of women. Fingers on buzzers, and time starts now. What Oscar-winning film, directly translated from its Chinese title, is American Heart Rose?
American Beauty.
Yes, American Beauty. In English, we say that you're pulling my leg. In German, they say you are taking my...
sausage!
Hey! You'd think it would be sausage, but in fact, it's arm. You're taking my arm. But an arm does look a lot like a sausage, so a little point for everyone. Which of the following are not celebrated in the German national anthem? German beer, German women, German wine, German loyalty, or German song?
Buzz German women.
Yeah. Buzz German women.
Wine.
Okay, we've got wine, we've got women.
I mean...
songs.
Song. In fact, it is German beer. Finish this Hungarian proverb. Don't put your axe into too big a what?
Neck.
Neck. What did you say? Trunk. Tree is correct. In what modern country was beer invented?
Buzz Iran.
Close.
Buzz Iraq.
Correct. Oh. What is the national fruit of India, Pakistan and the Philippines?
Buzz mango.
Buzz mango is correct. In English we say, having a lie in. In French they say, you are having what kind of morning?
Normal.
From the male comedian we heard normal. And from... Fat is correct. Fat is correct. But the hive mind got there first. Finish this Italian joke about Americans. What's the difference between an American and a pot of yogurt?
A pot of yogurt will stop your diarrhea.
No. Yes, after a while. After a while, a yogurt begins to develop cultures. And we're out of time, and it's the end of the show.
French, you'll have a big fat morning in bed. What are the scores, please, then?
In third place, Earth, Wind and Fufu had 20 points.
Yes.
In second place, by only 25 points.
Oh!
It was Team L, meaning the Hive Mind were the winners with 60 points.
The end of the show, so it's a buttermilk bath to our glossy coated winners, but a leaky bamboo basket to our losers. And I'll leave you on this proverb from Australia: once bitten, twice shy. I don't know if you've ever been to Australia and seen the size of their snakes and spiders, but suffice to say I was surprised when I found out that the saying was from there, because it's almost impossible to be twice shy when you're dead. Please give it up for Sophie Chuka, Athena Cableno, Heidi Regan, Johnny Pelham, Ned Sedgwick on Pedant's Corner, Kirsty Newton on keys, you the Hive Mind, I've been Deborah Frances White, good night. You have been listening to Global Pillage, hosted and created by Deborah Frances White. The questions were sent by Ned Sedgwick. The programme associate was Jessica Fostercue. Music was by Kirsty Newton. The Global Pillage theme tune was composed by Mark Hodge. The recording engineer was Grundy Liz Imbra. The producer for the Spontaneity Shop was Tom Selinsky. Thanks to Zoe, Sally and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalpillage.net.
I'll stop now. Yes. Wine.
You've just worked out to use your hand to use a buzzer in the last round. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very good at games, but my girlfriend's emailing her. I've nailed that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.